My name is Maurice van Beuren. I'm from Eindhoven University of Technology, as just pronounced. The co-workers of this study are Wijnald IJsselstein and Yvonne de Kort. Today's work will be on task performance on stereoscopic displays. And more detailed, we vary the binocular disparity and see how it affects performance in terms of efficiency measures and also in terms of workload. Here's the overview of my presentation. First, I will start with some background literature. Then I will come to my research questions, followed by the methods section. And then I will discuss the results of this study, and finally the discussion. So what has been found in literature so far on advantages of stereoscopic displays? We can basically divide the studies into two. One is the appreciation-oriented studies, and the following one is the performance-oriented studies. In appreciation-oriented studies, the focus has been more on the how pleasant a certain image is on a screen or how pleasant it is to watch to a movie. And advantages found in previous studies are that stereoscopic displays increase viewing experience, and also it will increase naturalness of the images. Today I will focus on performance-oriented study. Studies performed before mostly focus on completion time and accuracy, and they often find that when putting a certain task in stereo, it will decrease completion time and or it will reveal a higher accuracy. In a literature review previously presented, we studied several studies in the medical domain and see how that affects how stereoscopic displays benefit from in medical applications. And we see that most of the studies find an advantage of stereoscopic displays, either in completion time or in accuracy. However, some of them did not reveal any difference, so they were similar to monocular displays. So the majority of studies only use one disparity level, so it's either have a disparity or no disparity. And sometimes the disparity level is not even address, so you don't know exactly what disparity level is used in the studies. When they used an expression of disparity, it's often quite various approaches. So they use minutes of arc, camera-based distance, screen disparity, for example, to indicate a disparity level of the task. Studies that perform that also vary between the different disparity levels are presented here. I've found three studies, one of Rosenberg, that's this one, Fishman et al., and De La Rosa. They all change disparity levels, express it in different terms, which is interocular distance, physical camera distance, and this one is the minutes of arc. They all find a similar pattern, so when adding disparity to a task, it will decrease the completion time. In this case, it's all completion time. However, when increasing disparity anymore, there's no extra benefit anymore of stereo. So what can we learn from previous studies? Now, often most studies use only speed and accuracy to address performance issues, and less attention is paid to the psychological factors. So do people feel more confident when performing a task, or is it decreasing a stress level? And how influenced it workload? The last one I will discuss today. Workload is a measure of cognitive demand when performing a task. So how much cognitive demand do the user actually use when performing a task? When the workload is lower, it's expected that, of course, the overall task performance will be increased. And also, might be reduced stress levels. Workload can be measured on several ways. You can use a secondary task, like counting beeps, or you can use physiological measures, like heart rate variability or skin conductance. In this study, we use a questionnaire, the NSA TLX questionnaire. So what are my research questions today? The first is there an optimal level of disparity? And if there is an optimal level disparity, does it influence, does complexity level influence this disparity level? And also, do stereoscopic visualizations decrease perceived workloads? For this study, we use a path tracing task, as you can see here. The task is quite simple. There was one line indicated here. You have to move it up and say which of the lines is the correct answer. We vary the complexity levels by varying the number of changes in a line. So we expect the more changes in a line, the more difficult the task. We randomly generated those lines on a computer, which result in 75 unique tasks with with a certain number of changes. However, it is not that easy to control for difficulty level. You can imagine when you have a line with many changes which is apart from the rest, it's quite easy to say, okay, that is the correct answer. So it's not obvious that the task will be the same in difficulty level when they have the same number of changes. But I will come back on this later on in my presentation. First, an experimental design. We used 30 participants, 6 females and 24 males. We use the planar stereoscopic display. We use 5 disparity levels, 0, 5, 10, 25, and 50 minutes of arc. And for each disparity levels, we have 15 unique tasks. The dependent variables were completion time, percentage correct answers, and the workload. Okay, the procedure. We had 15 blocks. Each block consists of one disparity level, one task complexity, and 5 repetitions, which are 5 different tasks. For each task, we measure completion time and the correctness of the answer. And after each block of 5 tasks, we give the user the questionnaire to assess perceived workload. So through the random generations of the line, as I mentioned before, some tasks were more difficult than the other. So we access the actual difficulty of the task in a separate experiment using different participants and using all the stimuli in the 2D condition. From this, all the 75 tasks, we can see, we know then the actual difficulty of the task. And we use we split the whole data set into 2 using a median split, so to get 2 difficulty levels, so 1 easy and 1 difficult task. Furthermore, we use the item difficulty as covariate in the further analysis. So here are the results. On this axis, you see completion time, and here is the level of disparity. 2 difficulty levels. This one is the easy, and the upper one is the difficult task. So you see certainly more difficult the task, the longer the completion time. For the easy task, there was no much decrease in completion time. However, this point was statistically significant from 0, but it seems like a flat line. However, for the difficult task, you see a steep decrease in completion time, where it still continues to decrease. So we only had to 50 minutes of arc, so it's unknown what's happening here. But it came close to the performance of an easy task. For percentage correct, there's a similar picture. The easy tasks were a kind of floor effect, so there was not much difference in terms of percentage of correct answers. However, for the difficult task, you see an increase in percentage of correct answers when increasing disparity levels. So, reflecting those two efficiency measures, you see that for the difficult task, both completion time decreases and percentage of correct increases. So, in this case, using stereo, there's no speed accuracy trade-off. There's no speed accuracy trade-off. But now we don't know exactly what is done psychologically. So these are the scores from workload. You see a similar score that for the easy task, there's no much difference between the several disparity levels on the perceived workload of the participants. However, in the difficult task, you see a decrease in workload with increasing disparity level. So from this study, we can see that there is an optimal disparity that it depends both on the difficulty of the task and also on the disparity level used. It seems that that difficult tasks benefit more from disparity than the easy tasks. And because disparity level seems to be important in how much it differentiates between a 2D and a stereo condition, it's important to properly specify the disparity level so studies can be compared with each other. In terms of subjective workload, it seems that it also is sensitive for manipulations in disparity. So in cognitive demanding areas like medical domain or in aviation, it can might decrease performance, whereas the overall performance might increase. And also, it can might be also decrease the stress level. This was my presentation. Thank you for your attention. If there are any questions, I'd like to add.
So we have a lot of time for questions. So, do any? Okay, there, buddy.
So Nick Coleman from Durham University. Hi. So it's a nice study. I wondered if you had done anything with looking at variability among participants. Some of the work we've done in the past, it looked like some participants benefited a lot more from the disparity than others.
I did not look at variation between participants, no. I can do it because I have the data, so maybe it's a good idea to have a look at that as well.
So, any other questions?
John Merritt Group. Did I see a curve down, inflecting down as the disparity got to its maximum? Was there any kind of significant decrease as disparity reached a maximum, or was that,
was I
mistaken?
What? In terms of workload or in?
As disparity got to the maximum, did the performance decrease slightly? Maybe it wasn't significant.
No, it was not significant. It's still increasing. Yeah.
Other questions? Okay, I have a question. So in your definition, disparity, what kind of definition is it? For example, we can define the disparity from the minimum disparity and the maximum disparity. So that's the difference of the disparity is your definition of disparity, or what kind of definition are you using for in your experiments?
The disparities we use in the studies were maximum disparities. So, the maximum disparity.
So minimum disparity is zero, so your maximum disparity and minus maximum disparity, so you show disparity between?
Yeah, it's equally before and after the screen. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions? Okay, thank you very much.
No, you're welcome.